from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting a major fire at a hotel in Dubai, just hours before the new year. A fire has engulfed the Address Hotel in downtown Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, hours before a large fireworks display was set to start. VOA's Margaret Bashir is on the scene and filed this report just moments ago.
The Address Hotel, which is one of the luxury hotels in downtown Dubai, has gone up in flames completely. All one side of it is hugely in flames. It's many, many stories, 20 or 30 stories in flames. The fire is still burning. There's a big black cloud of smoke over central Dubai. But right now, where I'm in a restaurant right near the hotel, we were all here to see the fireworks tonight at the Burj Al Khalifa, which is the tallest tower in the world. And this hotel that's on fire, the Address, is facing the Burj. So it has really the best view in Dubai of the fireworks. So for sure, it was full of people tonight paying a lot of money to see the fireworks show.
And Ms. Bashir reports that those people are being evacuated.
I don't know from where I am, you know, what the evacuation situation is, because I'm sort of being kept in the restaurant where I was having dinner. They made everybody go inside. We were sitting out on the terrace, and we all had to go inside because there was debris falling from the hotel, and it was, you know, it's a very uncertain situation at the moment.
Once again, that's Margaret Bashir of VOA. She is on the scene of a fire as it's engulfing the Address Hotel in downtown Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Those reports were filed just minutes ago. She'll remain on the scene, and we will be updating you as this story progresses. We invite you to stay tuned and to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department says authorities have arrested a New York State resident accused of planning to kill civilians on New Year's Eve in the name of the Islamic State group. A statement says 25-year-old Emmanuel L. Lutchman was charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS during an initial court appearance Thursday morning. According to court records, the statement said the defendant, claiming to receive direction from an overseas Islamic State member, planned to commit an armed attack against civilians at a restaurant bar located in the Rochester, New York area. Assistant U.S. Attorney General John Carlin confirmed the attack plan was timed to take place later Thursday, but said thankfully law enforcement was able to intervene and thwart Lutchman's deadly plans. A security is tight at New Year's celebrations in cities around the world as authorities confront threatened possible terror attacks against public celebrations. In Russia, authorities have decided to shut down Moscow's iconic Red Square, a popular spot to ring in the new year, though not officially acknowledged. The rare move seems aimed at concerns of terrorism following the October downing of a Russian passenger plane over Egypt. And Jakarta, Indonesia, on high alert, where police uncovered plans for a terror attack on the capital during the festivities. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's ballistic missile program. This is in response to a U.S. threat to impose new sanctions on that program following Iranian missile tests. In a tweet on Thursday, President Rouhani said that a new program will be developed to enhance Iran's missile capabilities if the U.S. continues its illegitimate interference with Iran's right to defend itself. In response to Rouhani's report, a senior U.S. official told VOA the United States has long taken action to counter threats from Iran's missile program and will continue to do so. Iraqi forces continue to meet resistance as they try to tighten their grip on the provincial capital of Ramadi that had been wrested from Islamic State control this week. The Iraqis are said to be encountering pockets of resistance and sporadic attacks, indicating a larger-than-expected presence. More than 50 families trapped inside Ramadi said ISIS fighters had been using them as human shields. One who is identified only as Abbas relates the horrors of living under Islamic State oppression. The extremist groups just enjoyed slaughter and bloodshed. They lived in another district in Ramadi, and my uncle's child was sitting at the front door. They said the child took pictures of them. He was only 12 years old. They questioned him why he took the pictures, and then they killed and put him in a garbage bag. And we were not allowed to bury his body. For more on all these stories, voanews.com. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.